Facebook. A little later on the show, we're going to deal with the three I's that caregivers face, and I'm going to spend a little bit more time on isolation. I get more emails, more calls, just people stopping me when I'm out and about, and they talk about how isolated they are. They are really struggling with this issue, and the three I's that caregivers deal with: loss of independence, isolation, and loss of identity. And if you don't know what that means, ask a caregiver sometime, how are you doing? And if they start saying, well, we're doing okay, or we just got home from the hospital, or our situation, or she's doing this, or he's doing that, they don't know how to speak in first person singular. We're hungry. These are real problems that caregivers struggle with, and it's not insurance. Insurance is not what everybody struggles with. It's assurance. Insurance is a one-time thing. You learn how to do it, and then you move on. Gracie's had $9 million worth of medical bills. I've had seven different insurance companies paying those things. I don't wake up every day and freak out over how to deal with an insurance company. I learned that a long time ago. I can teach you as well. And we'll talk about that too later on. But the day-to-day stuff that you deal with is the matters of the heart and the relationship, the dynamics that go on and the day-to-day grind of this thing. You become isolated. You lose your independence. You lose your identity. And sometimes you just lose your mind. And those are things that we spend a lot of time talking on. And I'll give practical tips on how to deal with doctors and so forth and all that kind of stuff. But I have found that the vast majority of the people I deal with and talk to and that call in or email me, they're struggling on matters of the heart.